Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we've seen all of these thousands of news reports over the years getting us ready for martial law, the police state. And now this is just one more step in that. But all over the news, the biggest stepping out we've ever seen. Oh, we're going to lock down your cities. We may have to lock down your towns. We're going to, we're going to give you orders. We're going to federalize things. The federal government doing all these unconstitutional things. We're going to forcibly inoculate you, just conditioning people and conditioning the local police to go under federal control to carry this out. Now, are they going to do it this time? I don't know. Could this still be a deadly flu? It may be, but more and more it's looking like hype. What an amazing crime by the media. A few deaths in Mexico, one death in the U.S., hyping it, lying about it, saying it was 200, 150, then having to back off of that. Some numbers say 7, 9, 12. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Meanwhile, 300,000+ people die of bad drug interactions every year in the U.S. alone. That's the government's own admitted numbers. It's probably worse, Horowitz would tell you. Dr. Horowitz, plug some of your websites, some of the work you're doing, some of the events you've got coming up about getting folks together. But also, then I want to continue with the basics for people. What are you going to do if they try to forcibly inoculate you? What are you going to do if they come try to lock down your town? And then how crazy is it while the border's still open? I mean, if they're really saying it's this deadly, why leave the border open but then lock your towns down?
Well, the solution is where I'm focusing. I believe we have a tremendous opportunity to help humanity maximally. It, Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, it's coming up June 19th to the 21st internationally. I've been working for 2 years. That's why you haven't heard much about it or anything from me for about 2 years. But when this flu thing happened, I had to come out with something. But go to liveh2o.org. I've been taking a lot of heat when I put up that YouTube thing that's gone viral. I took a lot of heat for adding a little Oxy Silver blurb at the end of it. But you know what? I will do it again, because if people understood how simple healing is, healing, all of it, happens because of the energy and the bioenergetics coming out of water. Water science has the capacity now. We are advanced to the level of knowledge with really hard, wonderful science that shows how miraculous water can be used for virtually everything.
And the globalists know that. That's why they try to poison the water in their own government documents so that we're toxic and poisoned and can't think right. Then they make Dr. Strangelove movies, with making fun of us, where the mad general knows they want to mess with his precious bodily fluids. And so they are, trying to poison the fluids. But their own documents, people in labor camps, as in Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany, they put fluoride in the water. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning history books. I mean, this is real.
Exactly. Water is the solution. Universal solvent for all the pollution is water. And everything in the universe, all healing is piezoelectric chemical reaction, is based on electron flow, all the electrons from the universe, and pH, parts hydrogen, so important for body chemistry to resist infectious diseases. If the government was responsible, they would be giving people the simple truth, how to protect their body temples, how to resist all these infectious diseases. And the reality is all the hydrogen and pH, parts hydrogen, are delivering the element, the electron, which is the piezoelectricity of every universal energetic reaction. So hydrogen fuels can be used from water. Literally, hydrogen can be used to run our automobiles. We don't need petrochemical pollution. We don't need this intoxication. And likewise, oxysilver, the silver hydrosols. I will do it again. I will tell people always, please, go simply do the research, because the truth shall set you free. You don't need to poison yourself. You don't need pop magic pills to cure every ill. You don't need to intoxicate yourself with vaccinations, with foreign RNA, DNA, and proteins from bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine, fetal serum.
Yeah, stay there. We got a break. Final segment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we got Bob Chapman with all the latest economic news. That's what this fear-mongering over the swine flu has been. And again, it could still be bad. I mean, they're saying it's bad. We've got secret documents which have been proven to be accurate, because then what these documents reported from the state, from the feds here in Texas, ended up being announced days later that we're really at level 6 and it's killing all these people. But there's no evidence of that. And we've seen them in the past lie to the police, the military, and others even more. And they're saying, we'll use the military. We'll forcibly inject you. We'll forcibly inoculate you. I think the jig's up, Dr. Horowitz. Even if they release a real bioweapon in the future, or God forbid this one turns out to be bad, people are so untrusting and so informed now, on average, more and more waking up to the system and just how cold-blooded these elitists are, that I don't see them being successful in carrying this out. And I think they're starting to realize the tide has turned against them.
Well, I pray that that's the case, and we're going to continue to do everything in our power, as long as we breathe, to help people wake up and to protect life, protect our sanctity, our sovereignty, our children, our generations, future generations. It's got to end, and again, I have a wonderful plan. By the grace of the Creator, I've been so blessed. And people should go to www.liveh2o.org. Concert for the Living Water, this coming June 19th to the 21st. Friday is a day about educating from the world's leading experts in the field of water, water science, how we can eliminate all the petrochemical pollution and waste. And the toxicity from the vaccinations and antibiotics through the silver hydrosols such as OxySilver, all of the wonderful things that we can do with water through music and sound, and understanding that water and literally who we are as human beings are vibrating, resonating, and the DNA is actually activating it. And that's the primary function of DNA that they don't want to tell you about because they're making money off of humanity's suffering. That's
all right,
genocide.
I've only got one or two other questions. I'm going to let you go. We'll get an update next week from Dr. Horowitz. We appreciate all your time. Specifically, they're reporting that Baxter Pharmaceutical and others, that some of their vaccines are grown in Europe. It's legal, and more here it is, on fetal tissue. And then all the reports that you're not just getting whatever the supposed pathogen that the vaccine is designed for, it's all the other DNA and viruses and things
exactly
that are in the monkey kidneys or the dead babies. And then even if it's the genetic stock that is then being grown on eggs or something later, still it's from that original contaminant. Can you explain to folks what's in vaccines?
Yes. Foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, fetal tissues like you mentioned. And then this is the growth medium. So when you grow a virus on this medium, some of the proteins come with it. When it gets injected into your body or your children's bloodstreams, it causes autoimmune reactions. So all the whole host of autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy. The current plagues have been induced by the number one genocidal weapon. It's called vaccination. Wake up.
For those that don't know, you just put all that info out, but on every one of those cases, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré's, the mainstream government documents admit vaccines are doing it, but they say it's for the greater good, so it's all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You believe that, I got a bridge you can buy. And gee whiz, unbelievable. This is propaganda, and the reality is that, sadly, the ignorant people will go into fear instead of actually having the knowledge that, and the truth that shall set them free of the pharmaceutical toxicity. They're choosing ignorance. They're choosing to go along with this lunacy and this hypocrisy. Public health is not for you. Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation. They're creating these germs. They're in bed with the companies that are making the money off of humanity's suffering. That's standard, strict definition of genocide.
All right, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, we'll get a report after you've had your big event and have you back on the show. We appreciate all your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you. What a great guy. Very, very interesting person. Very, very intelligent and predicted so much accurately. You have to pay attention to what he has to say. Now, coming up, I'm going to play some of the news clips where they're saying martial law, forced inoculations, lockdown of buildings, homes, neighborhoods, towns, cities, counties, states, nation. They're now introducing this to the public. Are they going to do it? They're saying that we're basically under martial law. Now, will they implement those war powers? Will they carry that out? I'll go over Fox, CBS, a bunch of other places where they are pushing this to the public right now. We are simulcasting, by the way, at prisonplanet.com. TV right now. Let's go ahead and go to one of the founders and the chief engineer over at Ecola Blue, Tyler Palmer, for the rest of this segment, a little bit of the next, then bring him to the economy with Bob Chapman and all this martial law that's being announced, that the media is announcing. We've got to take this serious. We've got to say, no, we're not going to be forcibly inoculated. No, we're not going to your FEMA camps. They're saying even if you're healthy, they're going to try to shoot you up. And then maybe we will have a serious epidemic on our hands, because the vaccines have caused so many deaths and so many illnesses and so many pandemics in the past. Yes, they've had smallpox vaccination programs that have spread it. They've had anthrax. I mean, they've had all sorts of problems. And remember, the 76 swine flu shots are what killed the people, not the swine flu. That's on record. But I wanted to go to Tyler Palmer because I wanted to get him on, because I get emails every day. I get calls every day. They see the banners up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to Ecola Blue. ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. And they, and I'm not trying to be mean to some of the listeners. I know it's the minority of listeners that don't understand this. They go, how does something suck air? I mean, you know, water out of air out of your room. And I, you know, we have one here in the office, and when they were, I had workmen in there putting, you know, some systems in and some appliances in, and they were hooking up a water line to it. And I said, why are you doing that? He said, we just figured this is a water dispenser. You know, it's got a line in the back in case you want it. Then you can put it through the seven filters inside. It also has those. And I said, no, this grabs out of the air. And they said, humidity in here? It says the humidity in your office is 25%. That won't make any water. Well, it does make about 2.5 gallons a day. In good humidity, it makes 7.5. But that's enough for us here in a pretty big office. But the point is that they couldn't even believe it. The local, you know, workmen, handyman we had in here doing this. Yes, there is water in the air. And if you condense down the, you know, 35,000 feet from sea level to 35,000 feet, on average, you're talking 10 feet of water. That's what clouds are. And this hadn't been through the sewage system. It hadn't been through the rivers and lakes. You know, it hasn't been with all the toxins. Then it goes through seven filters. So I wanted to have Tyler Palmer on with us to explain this to folks. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me again, Alex. It isn't interesting that people understand how it rains, but they're amazed at a water machine that pulls water out of the air. And in fact, that's exactly what it's doing, is mimicking cloud formation and rain.
Well, those moisture evaporators in the South Range better be fixed by midday or they'll be hell to pay. George Lucas certainly understands what they are. Explain it to people.
Well, it has an intake, an air intake, and the air is filtered through an electrostatic air filter. It's then condensed by a refrigerant coil. The air is. The condensate that comes out of the air is collected in a lower storage tank. That tank has a UV light in there, as well as an air pump now, which we've added. It's then pumped through three silver impregnated carbon filters and one reverse osmosis system. Then it's sent up to an upper tank that has a hot water feature and a cold water feature, and it's blasted with 245 nanometer UV light before it comes out and while it's stored. It also has a reflex system, and that keeps the water from sitting, so occasionally it goes on and cycles the water through the system, the idea being that if you're a molecule of H2O in our machine, you're going to get a shot at all the positions of in the machine. In other words, you'll be hot water once, you'll be cold water, etc.
Have you heard the latest? They are, I was joking a month ago when you were on with us, they are now saying they want to create a carbon footprint for water, and that water is now bad, basically.
Yeah.
Just like carbon dioxide is. And if you tell the general public the scientific name of water, most of the public will say ban it.
Right, right. The dihydrogen oxide. It's true. And, you know, with this H1N1 virus, I was doing a little research on this yesterday, and one of the common ways of vaccinating flocks of birds is to put the vaccine in water. And that would be a really good way to get a population inoculated or doped up with whatever they want to put in the water. And
they've been caught. They've said they want to put Prozac and statins. This, I've got MSNBC clips and government reports where they go, it's been proven that statins are good for small children now. You know,
right.
So-called, for those that don't know, so-called cholesterol medicine that's really
right.
Bad for your liver. So we're going to look at putting that in your water and vaccine. And they've said the Africans are backwards. I've seen this in the news. We're going to start engineering pharmacological crops where the yams and corn have live vaccine in it to make sure they take their vaccine. Stay there, Tyler. I want to talk about that. Yeah, folks, we're getting to a point where you better filter your water heavily yourself. And if you drink what's out of the tap, you are out of your minds. I mean, it is, especially places like Houston with all the chemical plants. I mean, the water in Houston tastes like Jack Daniels, folks. It's basically yellow. Well, you need to get one of these water purifiers. Purifies out of the air. Hullablue.com. We'll give you the numbers to call and get one, and a little special they're running today when we come back. Then the latest economic news and martial law news. Stay with us. Hullablue.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We didn't intend to play this about the guy stealing our water music, but it kind of fits in. It all comes back to that, folks. They put poisons in the water, plus the water's just full of toxins, all the runoff. It's great to filter it. I wouldn't drink anything but filtered water. That doesn't mean some charcoal thing for $20 you buy at Slave Mart, you know, that takes out some of the bad taste. That's better than nothing. You need to get an Ecola Blue.
Yes.
Tyler, tell folks about how they're calling at the unit.
Okay. You can call 1-800-691-6043. And if you can't access the 800 number, you can call area code 925-231-0206. And we have a promo on until Monday, and it's 10% off the $13.50 price, free shipping, and your last three videos, Obama Deception, Endgame, and Terror Storm.
That's awesome. So, again, you've got bigger units that do even more than 7.5 gallons a day. If people go to ecolablue.com, you've got also a bunch of other, you know, cool little solar chargers for iPhones and just a whole bunch of great products at ecolablue.com. Give them those numbers again, too, Tyler.
800-691-6043 or 925-231-0206. And if you go on to our website, www.ecolablue.com, you put in the promo code, one word, all lowercase, Alex Jones, and you can get that discount online as well. And that's until Monday, May 4th.
What do they get? That's a bunch of – what's the special again?
It's 10% off plus free shipping and your last three videos, Alex.
Yeah, and the shipping, that, I mean, that's a – what's shipping usually about $100?
Exactly, yeah.
So 10% off and free shipping and my last three films. Can't beat that. Ecolablue.com. Tyler, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Okay, we're going to get into the economy with Bob Chapman when we get back on the other side of this quick break. But I want to get this. I want to start with the martial law fear-mongering that the media is involved in. That's what we've been saying day one. Looks like this is just a regular flu, or even weaker than a regular flu. Regular flu kills tens of thousands of people a year in the U.S., hundreds of thousands worldwide. This has killed no more than a couple hundred people max, on the low end, you know, nine. And they're getting ready to declare global pandemic, level six, forced inoculation, all this crap. Even if you're not sick, they're going to try to shoot you up. This is horrible, folks. Listen to this Fox News piece. Here it is.
The World Health Organization raised now the pandemic alert for swine flu to the second highest level, level five. Right now, Mexico has implemented quarantines and world leaders issuing travel warnings. But, of course, it could get worse.
That's right. If it becomes a pandemic, you could lose some simple rights like going to the movies. Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson Jr. joins us live here as well. Peter, last night when the President of the United States was talking, it sounded like in his remarks, he was talking about the possibility that parents should get ready to come up with a contingency plan in case your child's school closes.
You're exactly right. And that's really been the first national mention of that issue. And I think it's important that we don't scare people. And I think an effort's been made here not to scare anyone. But people in our government have to start thinking about how, if this actually becomes a pandemic, how it's going to affect our daily life and our rights. What is a quarantine? Who decides who goes into a quarantine?
Right.
What is isolation? Who decides who gets into isolation? If I want to get out of a quarantine or isolation, do I have the ability to go to a court and get out? Will the government say to me, you must get a vaccination if one is developed?
Right.
If I don't get a vaccination, will I be quarantined? Okay. If I'm a healthcare provider, if I don't show up for work at a hospital, will I be jailed? Will I lose my license?
I thought it was simple.
It's not simple. And we as a society, the freest society in the world, have to think about the balancing between saving our lives if this pandemic comes true and the loss of liberty and the loss of rights as Americans. I think as Americans, in order to stay alive, in order to preserve our way of life, people are willing to give up and to make sacrifices.
Sure.
But at the same time, there needs to be an orderly discussion of what the rights are of the American people when...
Okay. Okay, stop right there. We're having that discussion right now. When we come back, there's about a minute left where they talk about martial law. Now, you heard it, forcing you to work, work brigades, forced inoculations. But they're not just saying that. That's being announced in the news and the government documents. They are practicing taking over your local communities right now and having local police force you to do this. They've been drilling for years to do it, and they're fear-mongering over something that appears to be a complete hoax.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Let's go ahead and finish up this Fox News piece. And notice how devilish it is. That's like when Tommy Franks was on Pentagon payroll after he'd retired, and it came out he was on the payroll. I predicted it at the time. It wasn't hard that it would come out, because he was like, it's sad to say, but it's what will keep us safe. It's what the American people want. But it's just hard for me as a patriot. One more terror attack, we're going to have a military dictatorship for our own safety and the end of freedom. Darn it, it's what the people want. And now they're doing it. Oh, shucks. Folks got to balance safety and surviving versus their freedom. And they're gonna choose safety versus freedom. Of course, whenever you give up freedom, you don't get safety. You get enslaved. We're going to get Bob Chapman's take on this and all the big economic developments in a moment. But let's finish the little Fox News martial law piece. Here it is.
As Americans, in order to stay alive, in order to preserve our way of life, people are willing to give up and to make sacrifices.
Sure.
But at the same time, there needs to be an orderly discussion of what the rights are of the American people when this happens.
Sure.
And there's a lot of modeling that says it doesn't happen at all.
Okay, so let's look at some of the examples.
Sure.
We're talking about closing schools, which I'm sure people would understand, closing the border to Mexico, stop us from gathering in public spaces. We mentioned movie theaters off
and
the top.
Freedom to assemble.
I can think of a lot of other things like church, other maybe going to the mall.
Well, what about legislatures? What about the U.S.
Yeah.
Congress? What about courts of law? What about not impaneling juries because we don't want to have public assemblies? I spoke to about an hour last night to Dr. Mark Siegel, mm-hmm. who's an expert on the flu, and he's written a book on it. In fact,
he was on our show about it.
Yeah, he's a contributor here at Fox News. And he pointed out to me, he said, listen, we can't be panicking at this time. We have examples, when you go back to the 1918 flu.
Sure.
And there was a second wave. Well, the problem about the 1918 flu was that doctors thought it was a bacteria.
Right.
We didn't know it was a virus.
Sure.
We have the capacity now to create potentially a vaccine for the fall that contains this strain of virus.
That's exactly
and
right.
So that's a big, big difference. But at the same time, we need to be thinking about how the legal landscape is going to be changing. Our governors have to be looking
right.
at this. Our president has to be looking at this. Our state legislature has to be looking at this. And this is the time for the ACLU to act, not to detain Americans as war criminals, but to ensure that all Americans' rights are preserved.
Excellent point.
Very interesting point. I hadn't thought about all that stuff. Thanks, Peter.
Unfortunately.
Plus a possibility of martial law, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Down the road, not going there.
Coming out this month.
And then we have the Health and Human Services Secretary with all these problems. Obama's got so many crooks working for him. Most of them can't ever get approved. His last guy he wanted to get in there couldn't. Daschle, because of all the scams he was in. And they don't even have a hearing. They just approve her. And so they're getting their whole agenda through. Meanwhile, let's look at the economy right now. Plus, Bob Chapman has contacts inside Mexico City. Mexico is now saying that the flu cases are subsiding. And now they're saying, oh, only 7 or 9 or 12 people died, different numbers from the government. But it doesn't matter. Shut the government down. They have hundreds of deaths a day of the cold and pneumonia in Mexico City alone, Bob. But I guess just it's the end of the Mexican government, the end of everything because a couple people died, Bob? Or is this really a way to have everybody stand down because they knew they were on the edge of revolution?
Well, I don't believe that they were on the edge of revolution, but I think, like we discussed on Wednesday, I think this is a trial run to see what they can get away with, see what the public reactions are. It's now proven that this is just another old flu, and people do die from that, unfortunately. And you've seen the overreaction. I know on some of the stations I was on this morning throughout the United States, the prom has been called off, and we're closing the schools for a week, and this sort of thing. People were told not to go to church on Sunday because of their contact with one another. And, of course, in Mexico, you have all of the children out of school. The churches are, relatively speaking, empty. And along the border cities, you've got the military going up and down the streets with M60s, not M16s, M60s. And that's happening in several other cities. What they're doing in Mexico is conditioning people to seeing the military around. Now, I know that they've got a problem with drug dealers, drug purveyors, transporters. I guess narcotraficante covers the whole thing. And there's been a war going on between them and the government for the last 2 years. And there's also been a war going on between the narcotraficantes where they kill each other. And I don't know, that's not all that bad because if somebody doesn't come and take the job, well, the job doesn't get done. But anyway, I think it's a trial run. Just like you said, Alex, from the very beginning, it looked like a hoax. We were wondering whether it was genetically specific. In other words, was it pointed towards Latin Americans? I don't think we came to any conclusion on that, did we?
No, but the one death in the U.S. was a 23-month-old Mexican national baby, a boy who'd been premature, had lung problems. his whole life, and they brought him here for treatment, and he died. So no deaths, but meanwhile I have these internal state reports where they're fear-mongering from 3 days ago and saying we're going to level six and all this, which they're now announcing that they're probably going to do, but that we were already at level six. But certainly I've been saying this looks like a hoax from the beginning, but there is the danger that they could use this for martial law. And Bob, Chrysler going under 2 days ago, all of this unfolding, all of this happening, the economic numbers coming in, a contraction of 6.1%. It appears the deterioration of the economy is accelerating. This is another nice distraction from that, isn't it?
It certainly is. And if you notice as well, the Working Group on Financial Markets had a meeting with Mr. Geithner yesterday, who's the Treasury Secretary. And, of course, their meetings are secret, so you don't know what they're rigging. But they've been rigging the stock market, and they've been driving the price of gold and silver down during this crisis so that people wouldn't think there was anything wrong in that area. This is a well-coordinated effort to test this martial law concept. And we haven't seen the end of it yet. I think they've run out of most of their ammunition, and they'll learn something from it. But I don't think they're accomplishing what they wanted to do. I think there's too many people out there, even on Fox, who would talk about the rights of the average American. And that is important. And
well, Bob, I heartily agree with you.
Good.
Exactly. I agree with you. And that's what we were saying Saturday on the emergency transmission idea, when they were really starting to hype this, is that if this isn't a serious flu and if this is hype, which we said it probably was then, we hoped, and we still hope, and we're not out of the woods completely yet, we'll know in the next few days. If we start seeing a bunch of deaths in the U.S., then this could be serious. But, I mean, usually a flu kills thousands anyways. That'll be normal. Can you imagine if they're shutting the whole country down in police state for one death, what 50 deaths would do, which is completely normal? But side issue there, you know, again, it's not that this is even real. It's that they're making it real. But Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, Janet comes out, the one putting out reports saying the veterans are terrorists and gun owners are terrorists, and she says, well, this may peter out in a few weeks, but another big one is coming very soon. There will be a pandemic. So I agree with you. As the economy falls apart, I think we're seeing a beta test of what they're going to do to try to sell their overall agenda and keep themselves in power. Oh, you're trying to arrest the bankers? You're trying to take Congress back? Then they'll release a real bioweapon, and then that'll be their cover for martial law.
Yeah, I think you're right. And at the same time, they'll probably crank up the invasion of Pakistan, and they may allow Israel to attack Iran as well. They'll have it all going up in the air at the same time.
And then that way people just kind of go into a catatonic state. They've done psychological tests with dogs, guinea pigs, rats, and humans now, where they put you in a cage and shock you. And, you know, there's one of the cases is where they have rats in a rat maze, and they just keep shocking them and shocking them until the rat finally just gives up and stays in one spot and dies, the one spot where he's not being shocked. And they've done the test where they'll have a puppy in a cage. The Marines have done this test and published it. And it's learned helplessness, as a caller pointed out one time. I'd seen the study, but they reminded me of this. And every time the dog comes over to eat, he gets shocked. And there's one little spot in the cage where he doesn't get shocked. And after trying 10 or 15 times, he'll go over and get in the corner and die and lay down and take it. And I agree, when they finally make their total move, which we see all this preparation for and the world government being announced and the police state and troops at checkpoints and announcing martial law may come for your safety, when they finally make the jump, it's going to be everything at once. What are we going to see, do you think, Bob?
I don't know. I don't know what the reaction of the public's going to be. And I, you know, the longer they wait, the better it is. And the reason I say that is that the worse the financial and economic situation's going to be. If they would have to or would hold off for another year and a half or so, or 2 years to do that, that would be very good because there should be 35% unemployment by then. And there's going to be an awful lot of very unhappy people under bridges.
And so our strength, our chance to take the government back, gets better and better the longer they wait. I hate to be giving them this advice, but I know they're smart. They've already figured this out, Bob.
Yeah, they sure have. And they've made a lot of mistakes. And you know, things pop up every day, like these scandals with Madoff. And now it's all over CNBC this morning that Geithner's not making the decisions. Rahm Emanuel is. And, of course, he works for Israel as well as the president. And, you know, the people are getting sick of this. And then if you take away their freedom and you take away their ability to work and make a living and not have to live under some austere circumstances, you get the seeds of revolution. And I'll tell you something, I don't think we're going to be able to hold the people back. They're not going to get away with this.
Have you seen the new, speaking of the administration, the new People magazine came out with Obama's beauties, and they talk about how sexy and beautiful Rahm Emanuel is, how sexy and beautiful Geithner is. I mean, soon will these guys be like sitting on thrones and royal robes with crowns? I mean, and openly ruling us? I mean, how ridiculous is it that all these criminal oligarchs running our nations are just publicly robbing everyone right now? I mean, how much more degrading does it have to get?
I think it has to get a lot more on the psychology, because the American people don't want to really pull the trigger on their own government. They're thinking that they might have to, but it's very, very distasteful. I mean, even for somebody like me who's been in the trenches for almost 50 years. But economics, an empty belly, this is what's going to motivate people. People being told, well, your children have to go over to that school over there in Chicago, and you're going to be in a camp in Arizona, and your wife's going to be working in New York City. I think finally they'll wake up.
And that's what they're announcing on the news. Oh, we're going to tell you where you work and what you do, and we're going to forcibly inject you. It's the new freedom for your safety. One person died, so America has to end.
You know, we were covering this in 1966, 67, and 68. All the plans were laid out then. It was called regional government.
And they now admit it is the regional governments that are in control and under the United Nations control. The Congress is ceremonial. I mean, it's in Reuters and AP that the UN is directing the U.S., Mexican, and other nations' responses. And the SPP documents for the North American Union came out, and they say they're going to use flu crises to bring in the NAU. They wrote that 3 years ago, Bob.
That's right. Hey, we got a war on a multiplicity of fronts. They're all over the place. I mean, you know, you look at my publication twice a week, the links, look at your site, the things that you've got on there. There's one problem after another. And, you know, we cover them closely, and we can't really even adequately cover them during the course of a week.
Hey, why do you think we got massive, sustained, multiple denial-of-service attacks over our CDNs at our servers, and then when we would switch out so they couldn't hit the servers, they would just hit the entire facilities, clearly governmental? I mean, doesn't the government know that just makes everybody want to visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that much more, and that you know, basically underlines and certifies what we're doing?
It's an occupational hazard for them, and they think in their arrogance that they're more powerful and much smarter than we are, and the sheeple out there will listen to them and not us. The factor here, the swing factor, is the economy, which they have deliberately denigrated worldwide in order to bring about world government. But at the same time, when they do that, they bring people down to this savage level, if you may. And they know that they're creating a problem while they're creating a condition that they want. It's just like interest rates. The Treasury needs them higher to attract more money, and the Fed wants them down so more people will buy houses. You can't have it both ways. And so the Treasury and the Fed are in a ringer, and so aren't the Illuminists behind the throne. They're in the same ringer.
And they
believe
know
me,
things.
They're not going to have an easy time doing this.
Well, that's what we've been saying, and I said 2 months ago, and then again a month ago, I see them playing the controlled bioweapon release, whether it's fear-mongering or the real thing, because that's the only thing. They don't have to blame it on men in a cave, and then the proof comes out it wasn't men in a cave. They can just say it naturally popped up. Oh, my God, we've got to take your rights to keep you safe from this. And then that becomes the news cycle instead of losing your job. And then it makes the government the savior who's going to hand out the Tamiflu and the vaccines to you and, you know, direct the response. And I really think we're seeing what their response is going to be. And then, as Napolitano said, this is basically just the beginning. I think we're witnessing how they're going to come at us, Bob. And if we get the word out about how they're coming at us, that's going to give us a leg up on them.
That's right. And it may stop them from doing it. So we got to really pound on this and let people know. And all you listeners out there have to let all the people that you know that this is a scam. And this is what they're up to. They want to institute a bigger bomb later in the form of a real killer flu, and at the same time justify inoculations as well as herding people into camps.
Why didn't they just release a regular flu? Why did they release one that's so easy to track that it's designer? Is that like an open threat to people that are informed?
They could have done something dumb too, you know.
Yeah, that was dumb flying the plane to the middle of New York with F-16s 10 feet from buildings, or was it dumb? Bob Chapman, stay there at internationalforecaster.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We got Alan Watt. I can't wait to get his take on all this coming up at the 8 after. Bob Chapman with us till then. I do need to, before we go back to Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Get a free subscription there. Invaluable information. To just remind listeners, I'm a filmmaker. I've written a book, published a book, carry a lot of other great videos and books. All the materials that I think are the most informative and the most dynamic and that will wake people up are available at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through to our Yahoo Secure Online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get the Obama deception. The Obama bots are finally starting to wake up. We point out in there that he was already protecting Bush on torture. Now they've heard about it in the news. They're seeing it. They're waking up. Give the Obama bots the Obama deception. Show it to neocons and say, oh, this is an anti-Obama film. It's also an anti-fake Republican film. They'll watch it. It'll break their conditioning. This is made to so the people know who the real enemy is, the private offshore banks. The Obama deception, get it today in high-quality DVD with all the extras at InfoWars.com. Also, we've added 12 new T-shirts, and there's all these new ones we're about to add. Just check out the new T-shirts at InfoWars.com, big banner at the top. And one of our sponsors I want to let you know about is eFoodsDirect.com. With all the swine flu crazy stuff that's come out, it's just another example of how we're in an uncertain world with the media talking about martial law and, you know, how they want to quarantine people and force inoculations. They just showed me tent cities in Austin they're already setting up, and Hooge was trying to tell me yesterday about it. I didn't even cover it. And I've got another article about incinerators for people during the flu. I mean, you can't make this up. In fact, Hooge, just throw the article up. We're going to play it after Bob leaves to start off with Alan Watt coming up in about 10 minutes. But anyways, with all this craziness going on, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with Napolitano saying even if this is no big deal, something coming up next is a big deal. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods company out there. With the recession, the depression, the talk of war, it's smart to be self-sufficient, to have firearms and food. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, back to the economy. You got a lot of data on that. I mean, notice how Chrysler goes under 2 days ago, and then the stock market shoots up as the plunge protection team dumps money in. What do you see happening in the short term and then long term?
Well, I think the short term, the Dow Jones has run its course, and I think that's as far as they're going to take it. We're looking at a reverse head and shoulders on gold and silver, which has been being completed right now. They should shoot back up again quite soon. We're looking at the economy is not going to revive. For the next year and a half, we'll probably go sideways to slightly lower. In other words, the GDP, which in the fourth quarter was a -6.3%, -6.1% in the first quarter, will probably be -5% in the second quarter and maybe -4% during the last half of the year. Next year it might go to even. And that's it. And that's the extent of any revival that they could have in the economy. Right now, it's still on its back. There's been no improvement. And so when they do these things, which should have never been started in the first place, that is bailing out Wall Street, the financial companies, GE, AIG, and then now General Motors and particularly Chrysler, which has been put into bankruptcy, they know because of their own plans that Chrysler and GM are not going to make it. They've already made that decision.
That's right, they have. Back in 70 seconds, final segment with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. Alan Watt's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.